That's all ring. Time for lemonade. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at the Jotun Down store talking to Cedric. Listen.
Well, all right, I'll let you look in, Cedric, but now don't tell Long that I showed it to you.
No, why don't you want nobody to see it?
Well, they just worried the life out of us here for the last few days, Cedric. Everybody in the whole country around here coming in wanting to look at it. So, Long just quit showing it.
You saw?
He hides it right up here back at his, here.
Well, I've been double doggone. Just a little box, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a great big chest from what Mr. Long said.
Well, there was a big chest, Edric, but this little box was only inside of that, see. There's just some old clothes and stuff in there, and this box.
You don't know what's in it, you know?
No, no. We can't open it till we find some of old man Hempstead relays. See, there was a note that was tied right to the box there, and it said not to open except in front of all the heirs.
Yo, who are the heirs?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, Peggy. There were some old letters in the chest there that was wrote to him from Concord, Massachusetts. And Long sent a telegram up there to the chief of police to see if they could locate any of his kin folks, and he got an answer back yesterday saying there weren't no Hempsteads living around there at all.
Well, what are you going to do if they don't find none of them?
I don't know. Well, I just put an advertisement in the paper in at the county seat, and none of them don't show up. I reckon he can claim it for himself.
What was that with Kim to
him? Me too. There's lots of folks around here wishing the same thing, said you.
He's very heavy, is he?
No. But you can't tell nothing about that, said it. Might be diamonds, or pearls, or rubies, or something like that in there.
I don't hear nothing rattling in there.
No, you can't hear anything but shaking it. I done tried that.
This belt doing the same thing I ever heard of, I believe.
It is, too.
The chip was just sitting up there in Mr. Long's attic all these years, huh?
Yeah. Well, it ain't exactly an attic, said it. There's a room up there that Long never did know about. See, I ran across the trap door to it when I was helping Long get ready to take his dining room the other day. I was taking off the old paper and run into it, and I poked my head up through there and sent it to the room.
Well, love it all. Sure would like to know what's in that there box.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's just nothing. I believe Long's just gonna plumb lose his mind if he don't hurry up and find out pretty soon. He just sat there and looked at this box by the hour. And guess it. One time he'll think sure as well. Wait, that's all right, I believe you see.
I never paid no attention.
Just a minute, Stephen said it.
Certainly.
Hello? Got him down, store. Who? No, he ain't Squire. He ain't got back yet.
Let him put the people out, right
there. Yeah, most any time now, I reckon.
Most of
them. Yeah, well, he's been going over an hour. He ought to be back right away. All right, I'll tell him. All right. Goodbye.
Squire Skinner. He's called here every 10 minutes, won't long.
Well, I seen Mr. Long down the barber shop a while ago.
Yeah, I know where he went to. Don't see how he could spend no hour getting a haircut, though.
Just, Mr. Abner, who's this new feller in town?
New feller?
Yes, ma'am. I seen him with Squire Skimp this morning. He was down to blacksmith shop talking to Papa a while ago, too. I never could understand what it was he wanted. Something about licking up Papa's relays. I know he wanted $15 for doing it.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, that's that Professor Crenshaw. He's a geologist or something like that. Makes all his business looking up Papa's relays and stuff.
Papa told him he had more relays now and he knows what to do with it. Stop looking up any more of them. He'd love to get rid of some he's got, especially Mama's.
Yeah, I know just how to see
you. He said it. I killed him.
Poor old Cedric.
Well, I did it, I think.
It might be. I think that professor's just wasting time out here in Pine Ridge, though. He can't tell nobody around here nothing out there. He seen that advertisement that Lom put in the paper and come out here to see if he could help locate any of the Hempstead heirs, you know.
Don't reckon he just proffers kin to the Hempstead, do you?
No. More likely he was just trying to make $15, Henry. I ain't got much use for him. He's too sneaky looking. Come in here the other day and, he can sure tell he's got a haircut, all right. Look at that, and he's sticking out like he's wearing a blind bridle.
Well, that's a good haircut, all right. Or to last him all summer.
Oh, yeah. Put him through the summer, all right. Hey, Lom, Squire Skimp's called about 10 times for you since you left.
Squire Skimp?
Yeah, he's been ringing that phone right now off the wall.
Well, I don't want to see him. One last thing wants to argue some more about me turning that box over to him. And what's that box doing sitting down here on the counter, Admiral?
Why,
did you get that box out of the shelf, Admiral?
Why, I must have. See, Frederick here was wanting to see it, so I...
Well, it's all right. I was just wondering if I walked out of here and forgot to put it up.
Oh, yeah, no, it was me. I was just fixing to put it up when you come in, I reckon.
Yeah, better set it back up in there. How are you today, Frederick?
Just fine, Frederick, Mr. Lum. How's yourself?
Oh, can't complain. Just made it out the heat. Say, Abner, I was just... Oh, my goodness, there's some Squire Skimp. Stay away from over here. It's hard arguing with him. I've told him 1,000 times when he could give me some proof that he's skimmed to the Hempsteads, I'll turn the boss over to him. But I ain't going to take his word for it.
Why, of course not. He's more like just making it up anyway.
I ought to tell him I ain't in him. Or slip out.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Hey, my good friends today.
Yeah, howdy, sir.
He just now come in, Squire, just this minute.
Yeah, what was he wanting with me, Squire?
Oh, well, I'd like to have a little talk with you, Lom, if you have time.
Go right ahead. Don't mind Abner and Frederick here. What was he wanting?
Well, I think I've got some good news for you, Lom.
Good news?
Yes, your troubles are over. I know how anxious you've been to find the rightful heir to the Hempstead estate, and I've got it all settled now.
You mean you know who it is?
Yes, I do, Lom, just like I told you. It was my great Uncle Winston.
Oh. Now, Squire, you've been claiming that ever since we found that old ship. I told you the other day that you can get some proof that you're a relay to his. I didn't want to argue about it. And I still don't.
Well, I've got proof this time, Lom. There's no argument about it. I'm not asking you to. I'm demanding that you turn over that box and key to me right here and now.
Let's see your proof.
Well, gladly. I don't ask you to take my word for it at all, Lom. Look there. There it is in black and white right there.
Well, what is it?
That's my family tree. It shows that I'm a direct descendant of Winston Hempstead.
Well, this thing looks like a pedigree.
Yeah, that's what it is anyway, Lom. See, look here, I'll explain it to you. That here is where I'm at, right here at the bottom. See there? M.G. Skimp.
Yeah.
Then, go up here, is my mother and father, Joseph Skimp and Annabella Hempstead. Now, we go on up here, and it shows her father was one of several children. 2 girls and 3 boys in the family. Now, this is her father right here, see there? And there is Winston Hempstead, my mother's father's brother, and her uncle. My great-uncle, Winston Hempstead, right there.
Well, I do know.
Yes, sir.
And here, I thought you'd just saying that all the time. Just maybe I sort of owe you an apology.
Well, I told you all along, Lom, I knew I was a relative here. But I don't hold any hard feelings, Lom. I know you were just being careful. Let me see that thing.
There it is.
Yeah,
you know this man's about it. I just had things figured wrong, I reckon, Squire. Just wanted to be sure.
Why, yes. I don't blame you one bit, Lom. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you were so conscientious. Otherwise, some imposter might have gotten the box away from you.
Doggies, I can't make nothing out of this. Ain't all.
Here, I'll explain it to you. See, there's Squire right there.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Now, I mean here on the paper.
What? Oh.
And there's his mother, Annabella, and here's her father right here.
Yeah.
He was the own brother of Winston Hempstead.
Yeah. Huh. What do you know about that? One Squire, you're the luckiest one man I ever seen in my life, I do believe.
Well, sure, I reckon I might as well get that box and turn it over to you right now. Just a minute.
If you don't mind, Lom. What are you staring at, Frederick?
Look at that trumpet. Looking what Mr. Grandpap can sit your rest about.
Don't it? I ain't seen him move that path for years. Come on, Grandpap. What's wrong?
Howdy, whereabouts is Mom?
Why, right there behind the counter, right in plain sight.
Mom, I want to see you a minute.
Yeah, just a minute, Grandpap. Well, here's the box, Squire.
There he is.
Wait a minute. What are you doing in that for?
Why, it belongs to him. He just now proved to us that he's a direct ancestor of Winston Hempstead.
Yes, sir, Grandpap. I just now showed Lum where Winston Hempstead was my great-uncle.
Why, he weren't no such a thing. He's my great-uncle. And I got proof of it right here.
What do you got there, Grandpap?
It's my family tree. Look here. See there?
Let's see.
There's his name right there, Winston Hempstead.
Well, I'll be dead, Frank.
Why, that's impossible. There must be some mistake here, man.
Where'd you get this, Grandpap?
Why, Professor Crenshaw picked it up for me. Just now brought it over to me. Paid him $15 to do it, but it was worth every nickel of it. I had a feeling all along that I was skinned to that fella.
Well, you don't suppose Squire Skint might also be one of Professor Crenshaw's clients, do you?